Welcome to today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Advocates working to accurately portray Native Americans in the K-12 education system in Texas say they are gratified by the State Board of Education's renewal of a curriculum that was years in the making. Cheyenne Rendon is a senior policy officer for the Society of Native Nations and a member of the American Indian Movement of Central Texas. She is Apache and Navajo and says the Native Studies course faced renewed pushback since the Trump administration and state elected officials began a concerted effort to eliminate all references to specific groups.
There are many false statements out there surrounding the true agenda of having this innovative course, whether it was disguised as suitable for our audience, for our students. There's just so much pushback even now, but I do really want to reinforce that this does comply with all the laws. It had to get approved. It's just the misunderstanding or the chosen ignorance, I would say, of refusing the facts that this is needed, this is healthy, this is a standard that we have met and we should still continue to pursue.
Another person involved with Native American Studies courses in Texas is Stephen Silva Brave. He is Sichanju Lakota and a licensed social worker. He says it is more than a history class.
It teaches on geography, science, culture, and we designed it so that more than half of the course, when we're talking about those areas, are talking about people and culture and things like that that are still happening and living today. Because if you're going to learn anything about Indigenous people in your regular courses in Texas, and I suspect throughout the rest of the country, it's always going to be in historical context. So we wanted to make sure that this course kind of did the opposite and showed that we're still here. And to me, that's the great thing about it.
The curriculum began as a pilot and has since become more established. Advocates hope it eventually becomes mandated more broadly across the state. North Dakota is also making gains in Native educational perspectives. Sasha Shetler is the assistant director in the Office of Indian and Multicultural Education for the North Dakota Office of Public Instruction and a board member for the National Johnson O'Malley Association. She is Hadatsa and Nuweta. Shetler says a state mandate for a Native Studies course was a historic milestone for the state and the nation.
You know, something that we've worked on really hard for the past probably 10 years, if not since first contact, is the perspective and the understanding that we have of each other and how we can come together to build those bridges. I'll highlight Bismarck Public Schools. They have a Indigenous Studies class that has been offered for at least the last 10 years. Now it rotates. Sometimes a particular high school doesn't have enough students who sign up, so they push it off to the next semester, but those opportunities are there for our kids. There's this paradigm shift of we not only need specific designated classes for these rich topics, but Indigenous students walk into the classroom, walk into their school every single day, and they not only deserve the chance to see themselves reflected in the class, in the curriculum, but it also builds community. And it also is protected by law, not just our current laws, but treaty rights as well.
Shetler says the state still needs training and support for educators using the curriculum. A drive for Native studies in South Dakota has hit snags. The legislature turned down a plan for a Native-led curriculum in public schools. Sistan Wahpeton Oyate Education Director Dr. Sherry Johnson says she is hopeful that the state will be able to one day redo outdated textbooks and lesson plans that don't do Native history and culture justice.
We need that understanding, those essential understandings that are in there. We need all of that because that combats racism. When you have more knowledge about cultures, people, acceptance, then it makes a better world because we understand that. We're teaching that to our children, and they have more of an opportunity to have an open mind about things. And then if you think about it, beyond the four corner states, South Dakota has the largest number of Native students. So we are second when we're looking at that, and we battle so to have our right in our day.
A legislative audit shows South Dakota schools have not met targets for Native American student success for the past 5 years. You can hear the full hour interview at NativeAmericaCalling.com. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is today's Voices.